Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. This is not really a true crime, and it's not really a spooky either. It's an unsolved. So, Kathleen Wrinkle of Cleveland, Tennessee, was 26 years old, and February 22nd, 1956, she just disappeared. Little background information on her. She was a graduate of Bradley Central High School, actually. She had once been a student at Harding College, which is now Harding University, in 1950 and 1951. And she actually left school, returned back to Cleveland because of an illness. And when she came back to Cleveland, she was a IBM operator at Central Service Company. She attended the Central Church of Christ. And she had once been employed by the Cleveland Daily Banner. That is the paper that would both report on and solve her disappearance. February 22nd, 1956. Before sunrise, she left her home and her family thought that she was going west towards Chattanooga for a job interview.
Okay.
She was driving a Chevy Bel Air. For decades, nobody knew where she was. They thought she went to Chattanooga, just completely disappeared. Well, in 1975, she was actually legally declared dead, but the paperwork gave no closure. And her family had no blood, no grave, no car, no her. So in 2006, the Cleveland Daily Banner received an email from a relative kind of being like, hey,
whatever happened with this?
Did anybody know anything about her? So reporter David Kaler started digging into articles in the archives and uncovered the original article from 2 days after she went missing.
Okay.
Well, he reaches out to Sergeant Coltrane from the Bradley County Sheriff's Office, who had retired by then. But Coltrane is kind of the one that's always said, I think she went up towards 64. I think she went up towards Parksville. So anyone from this area... Highway 64.
That's the opposite direction.
Yes. And it is a winding mountain road right next to Parksville Lake. In the 50s, it was actually pretty like treacherous right there. You're literally just like hanging on the cliffs with no guardrails back then. And you've got to think it would have been February. So there would have been freezing and ice still.
It would have been slickery out there.
Right. And the way the sun rises over the lake, it can completely blind you to where you can't see. So it's theorized that her car hit black ice and went into the water right near Okoye Dam number 1. It had no reason to think that she went down 64 Highway. So the two men go to the lake together, and actually where they were visiting at that time, kind of scoping it all out, they will end up finding out that they were only 500 yards from where she was.
Wow.
So he was pretty spot on where he thinks she would have went into the water at that point. So they get divers to go out there, and 40 feet beneath the water on a sonar scan, they can see something and they can tell that it's a car.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, Parksville Lake is not just water.
No.
In 1911, they actually dammed up what used to be cities down there. Parksville Lake comes after the town Parksville. So,
which, by the way, I don't know if y'all are aware of this, but if there's a body of water with a dam in the south, there was most likely a town under there.
Right. And if you look at Parksville, you can see trees growing up from the middle of the lake. And that's because
they were there before the lake was there.
The trees were there first. So this isn't going to be just like an easy dive to get down there to figure out what's going on. Between 2006 and 2008, they did 5 separate dives that were conducted in 3 different locations around the lake. And the thing about Parksville is it's total darkness. The water's cold. Even in the middle of summertime, the water's cold.
And it's deep.
Yes. And they have the just layers and layers and layers of just silt and soot that just buried everything.
Because the Ocoee River runs into Parksville Lake. Anything that goes down that river is going to get deposited at the bottom of Parksville Lake.
Right. So May 9th, 2008, they finally locate the car that matched Kathleen's. Inside, they find human remains, which is a femur, but it's been there too long. They can't DNA test it.
Yeah, there's nothing to extract at that point.
Later dives brought up 4 additional bones, and they were sent off to the TBI lab, which was confirmed that it was Kathleen Wrinkle. They also pulled up personal belongings that were literally, because you've got to think that silt and soot and mud just kind of like preserved it all into the car.
Yeah.
Right. So 50 years later, they ended up finding a Kodak Brownie camera, part of a blouse, hosiery with bones still inside, a brooch, a slip, and even a pair of sunglasses that were identified as Kathleen's mother's.
So these are things that would have been in the car at the time that she was using it.
And what they would do was they would literally just get clumps of water or of mud and bring it up and then separate it all by hand to see what was down in that mud.
So, fun fact, I watch YouTube channels that literally do this.
Mm-hmm.
They will dive on these cars. And now the procedure is to bring up things in a mesh bag so that it can fall out, you know, but then the smaller particles stay in.
Yeah.
And that's how they bring remains back.
That's really interesting. My mom loves watching those too. Mm-hmm.
I know she does.
But February 2009, they actually ruled her death an accidental drowning. And it was 53 years after she went missing that they found her. Now, since it is such a harsh body of water, They can't pull the car up. They can't get everything out. So the 1951 Chevy Bel Air is still actually at the bottom of Parksville Lake.
I'd imagine at that point in time, it was probably too fragile to pull it up.
Oh, yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
Well, and you've got to think. I mean, that's 50 years of just mud and just junk, too. So it's probably
All of that is going to rust it and you know, erode the frame and everything. There might not have been much to pull up.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say not, because you've got to think that water also moves pretty fast.
Yeah.
So, but she was just looking for a job, probably going up to the copper mines, honestly, at that point to look for
work. And she's not the only person that has gone off there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's multiple.
There was even one within the last couple of years.
Fairly recently. So, yeah. Under Parksville Lake is Parksville, the town. Actually, fun little side note that has nothing to do with either one of those is Caney Creek is a really interesting little thing. Caney Creek is on the other side of, like, the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a town built for people that were helping to, like, build the dams. And it was really, they didn't have cars there because, I mean, obviously it was on the other side of the river, so they couldn't.
Yeah, there was,
I mean, how would you
get
over there?
There was not any bridge.
But it was actually known as a model village. It had 600 people that lived there. And it was super, super modern for the time. Like, all the houses had electricity and indoor plumbing, which was not necessarily always a thing here. And there was movie theater, church, school, sidewalks, all that stuff. But then by the 40s, you know, people were starting to move out of the area. It just wasn't as popular anymore. So now there's only concrete foundations there. You can't, there's nothing actually left. But Debbie Moore with the Historical Society actually wrote a book on it. And did a little documentary on Caney Creek.
Just a weird little company town.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just a ghost town out in the woods now. We tell y'all, there are so many stories around here that y'all don't even know about.
Weird little things like
weird
that.
Things. So I'm glad that Kathleen was able to be found. And can you imagine 50-something years just having no clue?
I hope she rests better now that they know where she is.
Me
you know,
too. The interstate wouldn't have been built at that time. So I guess they just assumed like South Lee Highway. That would have been how she was going to Chattanooga. And you've got to think if they never saw a car anywhere, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So rest in peace, Kathleen Wrinkle.
R.I.P. Kathleen.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all. Thank you.